ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 25, 日本語道場。Did you get everyone Japanese souvenirs?
ナオミです。
Rebecca here.
最後のレッスンですね。
Yup, it's our last lesson.
Oh.
Well, today we're going to be looking at giving omiyage.
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 Omiyage は何ですか? Souvenir?
Yeah, they're souvenirs.I think perhaps the culture, souvenir culture in Japan and elsewhere is different, so maybe we should talk about that later. What's today's conversation going to be about?
今日は、ファブリツィオが四国から帰りました。
Fabrizio came back from his trip to Shikoku.
And he's giving his omiyage to his coworker.
Right. So he's giving his colleagues some omiyage, some souvenirs. So we'll be listening to polite Japanese as usual because, the conversation takes place among colleagues.And today's conversation is using the grammar that we have already learned in the Style You and Beyond series.
そうですね。復習のレッスンですね。Review lesson.
So let's listen to the dialogue.
ただいま。みなさん、四国のお土産、一六タルトです。私と冬香さんからです。どうぞ、甘くて美味しいですよ。
うわぁ。ありがとうございます。天気はどうでしたか？
毎日いい天気でした。でもちょっと寒かったです。
へえ、道後温泉には行きましたか？
はい、とてもいい温泉でした。こんぴらさんへも行きました。
うどんは食べましたか？
もちろん食べました。安くてすごく美味しかったです。そうそう、それから内緒ですが、冬香さんの運転は下手で怖かったです。ああ、シュウは、コルダクルミさんのファンですね。
え、あ、そうですが。
はい、どうぞ。四国のお土産です。
え、これ、コルダクルミのサイン?
ありがとう、ファブリツィオ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ただいま、皆さん、四国のお土産、一六タルトです。私と、冬香さんからです。どうぞ、甘くて、美味しいですよ。
うわ、ありがとうございます。天気は、どうでしたか？
毎日、いい天気でした。でも、ちょっと、寒かった。です。
へえ、道後温泉には行きましたか？
はい、とてもいい温泉でした。こんぴらさんへも行きました。
うどんは食べましたか？
もちろん食べました。安くて、すごく美味しかったです。そうそう。それから内緒ですが、冬香さんの運転は下手で怖かったです。あ、シュウはコルダクルミさんのファンですね。え、あ、そうですが。はい、どうぞ。四国のお土産です。え、 これ、コルダクルミのサイン。ありがとう、ファブリッツィオ。
今度は英語が入ります。
ただいま。皆さん、四国のお土産、一六タルトです。
I'm back, 皆さん。I brought 一六タルト as a souvenir from 四国。
私と、冬香さんからです。どうぞ。
It's from Fuyuka-san and me. Please have some.
甘くて美味しいですよ。
It's sweet and tasty.
わあ、ありがとうございます。天気はどうでしたか？
Wow, thank you. How was the weather?
毎日いい天気でした。でも、ちょっと寒かったです。
We had good weather every day, but it was a little bit cold.
へえ、道後温泉には行きましたか？
I see.Did you go to Dogo Onsen?
はい。とてもいい温泉でした。
Yes, we did. It was a very nice hot spring.
コンピラさんへも行きました。
We also went to コンピラさん。
うどんは食べましたか?
Did you eat うどん?
もちろん食べました。安くてすごく美味しかったです。
Of course I did. It was cheap and delicious.
そうそう。それから内緒ですが、
Oh, there's more. You can't tell this to Fuyuka.
Fuyuka-san の運転は下手で怖かったです。
But she's terrible at driving. It was scary.
シューはコルダクルミさんのファンですね。
Hey, シュー、you're a fan of Kuroda Kurumi, right?
え、あ、そうですが。
はい、どうぞ。四国のお土産です。
Here you are. It's a souvenir from 四国。
え、これ、コルダクルミのサイン?
ありがとう、ファブリッツィオ。
Is this an autograph of コルダクルミ? Thank you, ファブリッツィオ。
Yeah, Naomi Sensei and I have been having a really interesting conversation about omiyage. And, it turns out it's very different in, in Australia to what it is in Japan.If you're going to translate omiyage, you can translate it as a souvenir, right?
はい。
But, omiyage, correct me if I'm wrong, Naomi-sensei, but omiyage in Japan is usually something you give to other people?
そうですね。Most of the time, yes. For my neighbors, colleagues, friends.
I think that if you say souvenir in English, to me anyway, that means something I bought on my travels to remind me of the experiences I had there. It's not...necessarily something that I give to other people.
Ah, そうなんですか?
Like sometimes I'll buy stuff overseas to give to people, but I think of that more as a present than a souvenir.
え、これお土産です? This is a souvenir for you. You don't say that?
I think it's more like what you've experienced. It's a reminder of what you've experienced yourself. So I bought you a souvenir. Well, you could say that, but I don't
more
know.
Like
it just feels
kind
of strange. Yeah, you say I got you a present or I got you this when I was overseas.It's not really a souvenir for that person because they haven't actually been there.
Oh,
maybe I'm thinking about this too closely, but anyway, it's certainly omiyage culture in Japan is very different to souvenir culture, if there's such a thing. In Australia, we don't bring back boxes and boxes of sweets and all sorts of tiny little things every time we go away to give to everybody. It's not really the done thing.
Ah, そうですか。
Because you mentioned that you give some to your neighbors and to your co-workers and this kind of thing.
大変ですね。
Yeah, apparently it's quite stressful. It can be quite stressful for people who go away.
I like shopping, so buying omiyage doesn't bother me. But for the people who don't like shopping, yeah, especially men.
There's a lot of pressure. You have to bring back omiyage. It's rude, isn't it? If you go away on holidays from your workplace and then don't give anyone anything when you come back.
It's not rude, but if you took day offs, I think most peoplebring back their omiyage.
Right, yeah. You know, I saw a really interesting thing at Narita Airport the other day. I was in Terminal 1, I think it is. And there's an international souvenir stand right up the back. And it's got souvenirs from Italy and France and all over the world. And what you do is before you go on holidays, you order your omiyage there. You know, you can get boxes of chocolate or, I don't know, socks or I don't know what they sell. But anyway, you can order your Italian souvenirs at Narita Airport.And they'll deliver it to your house in time for when you get back. So you don't actually have to buy anything in Italy and carry it all the way home. You can buy it at Narita.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, this is really This is really a very Japanese way of doing the whole souvenir thing. I mean, it's so you buy stuff for your friends or whatever.
So the omiyage shop is located in the departure area?
Yes.
Wow.
So you go there and you order your 15 boxes of Italian chocolate or whatever, and they'll have it delivered to your home in time for when you get back from your Italian holiday. So you don't actually have to buy it in Italy and take it all the way back home in your suitcase, and saves a lot of trouble.
There are so many souvenir shops in Tokyo Station too. People who went on a business trip and came back to Tokyo Station and they buy omiyage there.
Right, not from Tokyo, right? These omiyage are
from all over Japan.
I didn't know that. Okay, so you don't have to buy it at your destination. You can buy it when you get back to Tokyo.
So desu ne.
See, that kind of defeats the purpose of getting a souvenir. To me, that seems like strange. A souvenir is something that you buy where you go. That seems like in Japan, what's more important is that you bring something to give to your friends. As long as they don't know that you didn't get it actually in Italy or whatever, it doesn't matter.
So,
it's just a different idea of what a souvenir is.
だって、souvenir のお土産の miyage, the kanji, miyage is like birth.
Right.
So there's something which is from that area is the meaning of お土産。オーストラリアのお土産でティムタムを買ってきました。
Oh, Tim Tams, yeah.
Tim Tams とコアラのチョコレート。
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot the name.
Caramello koalas.
Yeah, yeah. Inside the chocolate, it has there's caramel.
Yeah, yum. Oh, I forgot about them.
So, 私はティムタムとコアラベア。
Caramello koalas.
Caramello koala.
Yep, we just did a little plug for Cadbury there. Hope they give us free caramello koalas.
キャラメルコアラとティムタムのお土産をオーストラリアで買いました。
See, they're good. Although Tim Tams are sort of a bit hard to give to people, aren't they? Like you have to give them the whole pack.
そうですね。なので、to my co-workers.
Right. Okay. Well, actually, I have bought omiyage the Japanese way once. When I went to Australia, I came back and I forgot to get somebody omiyage. So I went to Kichijoji, which is a place in Tokyo, which is great to get lots of international foods. It's very easy to find Tim Tams there. So I went and I bought them some Tim Tams from Kichijoji. So I'd forgotten to buy them a present. Yeah, I know. Well, it was still an Australian souvenir. It was just, you know, via way of Tokyo. Hazukashi ne. A little embarrassed. Anyway, if you come, that's another interesting thing to talk about is when you give someone omiyage, or maybe, I don't know if you call this omiyage, but if any of our listeners were to go to a host family, they would bring things from their home country.
そうですね。お土産は多分必要ですね。
So you would call that omiyage if you bring a gift from your hometown? Yeah. So, see, I don't know if we'd call that souvenirs in English either. That would be a present. But anyway, so you need to bring gifts from your home country or your hometown if you go and visit a host family. And another thing I find really interesting is that you give it as soon as you arrive, or you don't give it at the end of the visit, you give it at the start of the visit, right? Sort of to say, よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。And omiyage would be a really nice topic to talk about with your host family.
Yeah, that's right. So the night you arrive, you can give them Tim Tams or something and explain about Australian food. And
そうですね。
Gives you a topic of conversation.
はい。
Yeah. I didn't know about giving that straight away, like when you first arrive. We had a lot of host brothers and sisters come to stay at my house, so I knew that that was what you did in Japan because they would always give us presents on the first night. And so when I went to Japan for the first time, I gave presents on the first night.But I think probably it's more common in Australia anyway to give a present at the end of your visit to say thank you for having me.
そうなんですか?
Rather than よろしくお願いします, it's thank you for having me. Thank you for your trouble.
あ、勉強になりました。I didn't know that.
It's not rude to give it at the start, not at all. But I think it's probably more common to do it at the end if you're Australian.
あ、面白い、面白い。
Yeah, it's interesting how something like gift giving can be so different.
そうですね。
お土産。Okay, so well, let's have a look at today's vocab. The first item is
お土産,
meaning souvenir or a present.
お土産, お土産.
Next,
一六タルト,
a famous local sweet from Matsuyama in Shikoku.
一六タルト, 一六タルト.
Next.
甘い
sweet. This is an I adjective.
甘い甘い
Next,
天気
weather, the elements.
天 んき天気
Next
寒い
Cold This is an e adjective
さむい寒い
Next
内緒
Secret Secrecy
ないしょ内緒
Next item
下手
Not good at Not skillful
下手
Last item
ファン
A fan, a supporter
ファンファン
In today's vocab section, we'll be looking at an expression from the dialogue, which is
いい天気
Good weather, nice weather Nami-sensei, can you explain what each element in this phrase means?
いい means good. 天気 means weather.
Okay, pretty easy.
そうですね。
So, a sample sentence.
わあ、今日はいい天気ですね。
Wow, it's a great day today, isn't it?
そうですね。天気 itself means good weather. So, you could say, 今日は天気ですね。
Yeah, I've heard that. That's kind of... At the first, I was sort of, huh, yeah, it's weather today.
It's weather today.
yeah, and it's not short for, so, sometimes people say, 今日はお天気ですね.
そうですね.
They put an お on it.
お天気 is more common word for good weather.
Right, so if you hear 天気 by itself or just お天気without any adjective describing what kind of 天気, what kind of weather, then they mean it's good weather.
そうですね. お天気屋さん知ってます?
No, what does that mean?
お天気 is good weather.
Right.
Or weather,、and ya is shop or business place.
Yeah.
And san is like Mr. or Ms. Otenkiya-san is a person who changes their personality according to their feeling. When you're happy, you're super happy. But、
right.
when you're in a bad mood, you could be so mean to、
people. So we call that a temperamental person. I think we don't really have a phrase, or maybe we do. They're just not very nice, so we won't say them. Otenkiya.
Otenkiya.
Okay. Well, this is, it's a slight digression, but what about 晴れ女? 晴れ男?
Ah, 私はね、雨女です。
Okay. So, 雨女, you're a rain girl.
はい。
That means?
Everywhere I go, it rains.
So, on your big day, or you're organizing a picnic, or it's your wedding or something, it's going to rain.
はい、そうです。
and the opposite is 晴れ女?
晴れ女。
Of someone who the weather's always nice for on their special day.
晴れ is sunny.
Yeah.
そうですね。
And you can say 晴れ男を雨男?
そうですね。レベッカさんは晴れ女?それとも雨女?
Well, it doesn't rain much in Australia, so...
Ah!
It's fine most of the time.
でも、you're not お天気屋。
I don't know, am I? I don't think
so. No, you're not お天気屋さんですね。ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
Let's do one more sentence. 天気はどうでしたか?
How was the weather?
天気。
Weather.
は。
A topic marker.
どう?
How?
でした。
Past form of the copula です。
か?
Question marker.
Whether, how was it? っていう感じですね。
Yeah, it's like opposite to English or round the other way. How was the weather? And the last expression that we'll look at from today's dialogue is
下手。
Not skillful.
It's a な ending adjective, right? 下手な。
下手な。Yep, that's right. And the opposite is
上手。
Which means to be good at or to be skillful at. And in the dialogue, we heard Fabrizio complaining about Fuyuka's driving. That was when we heard 下手.
そうですね。下手で怖かったです。
She was really bad and I was frightened. She was a really terrible driver.
下手 and 上手 are irregular reading.
Of the kanji?
はい。So you should be very careful.
Oh, right. I see. Yeah. Because for those of you who are looking at the PDF, you'll notice that 下手 is written with... The kanji for down, shita or under. And then te, which is hand. And jozu is written with the kanji for up or above, ue.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the kanji for te, for hand. And those readings of those kanji are a little unusual. Normally, shita is not read he.
そうですね。
jozu?
Jozu のずもちょっと違う。
Ah, okay. The zu reading of the hand kanji is unusual. So you just have to remember.
そうね。
These are a little bit odd, but you'll hear it all the time probably.
そうですね。下手な歌手。
Terrible singer.
はい。下手な歌だなとか。
It's a really bad song. It's no good.
そうですね。
And then when you say something in Japanese, 日本語がお上手ですね。You'll hear that、
right.
quite a lot. Even if you're 下手。 Especially if you're heta, because people will want to encourage you and make you, you know, feel good. So they'll say you're jozu, even if you're heta, to make you feel better.
They're trying to be nice.
They're trying to be nice. Yeah, yeah, that's right. No, I think so too. They're trying to encourage you.
So since Japanese people are bad at foreign languages, we feel happy when the foreigner are trying to speak Japanese.
Yeah, so you'll hear people say that you're jozu. Because they want to express their happiness.
So ですね. Or they like you, probably.
Yes. Now, we don't have a new grammar point today. We'll be reviewing using the past tense. So Naomi-sensei and I are going to have a conversation, a short dialogue in Japanese. See if you can listen to our conversation and follow what we're saying.
11月に名古屋に行きました。
どうして?
友達のウェディングです。
名古屋城に行きましたか?
ああ。名古屋キャッソル? いいえ、行きませんでした。忙しかったです。
Okay, so, did you follow what we were saying? Naomi-sensei went to Nagoya in November.
はい。
And I said, why?
どうして?
And she said,
友達のウェディングです。
For my friend's wedding.
はい。
And I asked her if she had been to Nagoya 城, to Nagoya Castle.
そうですね。名古屋 is 名古屋 and 城 is castle. So,Castle in Nagoya.
There's a famous castle in Nagoya. Is it a reconstruction though?
Yeah.
It's a rebuild. They've rebuilt an old castle. And Naomi-sensei said that she hadn't.
行きませんでした。
She didn't go. And did you get the reason? She was?
忙しかったです。
She was busy. So she couldn't go.
So did you go anywhere recently?
はい。
どこへ行きましたか?
週末に九州に行きました。
九州?
初めてでした。
Oh, it was your first time.
Yes.
何をしましたか?
長崎に行きました。
長崎に行きました。何を食べましたか?
皿うどんを食べました。
どうでしたか?
美味しかったです。
ああ、よかったですね。So, did you catch what Rebecca さん ate?
皿うどん。
皿うどんを食べました。
I ate sara udon.
What's sara udon?
A plate of noodles.
そのままだね。
It's, I don't know how to describe it. Usually udon is in a soup, right? But sara udon's not in a soup.
It's like a fried noodle?
They're not fried, they're soft.
あ、本当?
They're soft. Yeah, actually the menu came with this explanation. Sara udon noodles are soft, they are not crisp.
Okay. I don't know why I had an image of crispy sara udon.
Yeah, I don't know either. Sara sara? No, I'm not sure. I don't know why, but they had this thing on the menu to... Yeah, I think a lot of people think that they're crunchy,
yeah, crispy,
but they're not.
Crunchy.
I think sara udon is kind of like a famous dish from
Kyushu.
そうですね。
お土産を買いましたか?
カステラを買いました。
へえ、そうですか。
I bought カステラ. My お土産 was カステラ.
なるほど。
ごめんなさい、皆さんの分買ってないです。
Don't worry, 大丈夫ですよ。
失礼ですね。I'm afraid I didn't buy a lot of omiyage, actually. I just bought one castera.
For yourself?
No, for a friend, because I'm going to dinner at her house.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to bring her a castera from the Ijindo, the foreigner hall. Well, that's the name of the shop. Because castera, it's like this heavy sponge cake. I think
it's from Portugal.
Yeah, yeah. As most of our listeners probably know, Nagasaki was the place where foreigners were allowed to come and live on Dejima, on the island in the bay, Nagasaki. And that was the only place you could trade with the outside world in Japan during the period of isolation. So there's lots of Western food came into Japan through Nagasaki.
そうですね。
Like castera, which is this sponge cake.
And tempura, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. It's written like tempura is not a Japanese word, is it?
そうですね。
It kind of sounds funny. Tempura.
Tempura.
Naomi-sensei は九州に行きましたか?
No, I've never been to Nagasaki or Kyushu. じゃあ皆さんは最近どこへ行きましたか?
So where have you guys been recently?
And 何を食べましたか?
And what did you eat there?
Because I love food.
Me too.
じゃあまた。
Thanks for listening.
ただいま。皆さん、四国のお土産、一六タルトです。私と、冬香さんからです。どうぞ、甘くて美味しいですよ。
わあ、ありがとうございます。天気は、どうでしたか?
毎日いい天気でした。でも、ちょっと寒かったです。
へえ、 道後温泉には行きましたか？
はい、とてもいい温泉でした。こんぴらさんへも行きました。
うどんは食べましたか？
もちろん食べました。安くてすごく美味しかったです。そうそう、それから内緒ですが、冬香さんの運転は下手で怖かったです。あー、シューはコルダクルミさんのファンですね。
え、あ、そうですが。
はい、どうぞ。四国のお土産です。
え、これコルダクルミのサイン？
ありがとう、ファブリッツィオ。